stand for the world that he loved more than life. Oh, he died and he cries out tonight. Jesus commands us to go. It should be the exception if we stay. It's no wonder we're moving so slow when his church refused to obey, feeling so called to stay. He stalls the great judgment of fire so he can gain his greatest desire, 'cause he knows that the souls of the lost, they can only be reached through us. We're his hands and his feet. Jesus commands us to go. It should be the exception. It should be the exception if we stay. It's no wonder we're moving so slow. It's no wonder when his children refuse to obey, when God's children refuse to obey, feeling so called to stay. You think a Christian is? I've known so many people that think a Christian means going to church a lot. You may have heard this before, but going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Saying a prayer don't make you a Christian. People in every religion pray. Even praying to Jesus doesn't make you a Christian. He says, many shall come in that day and say, Lord, Lord. He says, depart from me, I never knew you. Having the gifts of the Spirit or looking like you've got them doesn't mean you're a Christian. Jesus said, many shall come in that day and say, Lord, did we not cast out demons and heal the sick and raise the dead and all kinds of stuff? And he'll say the same thing, depart from me, I never knew you. You know what a Christian is? I've got a really good definition. Someone who's bananas for Jesus. Someone who loves the Lord thy God with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind, and all his strength. Don't forget the second part. And he loves everybody else as much as he loves himself.